Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
Thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears coming at you here on this Monday, November 29th, 2021, 17 and a half minutes past the hour. And did everybody make it through the long weekend? Now, we were here Friday. I was on Friday morning with Mike Wilson and Bob Welsh, bringing in the holiday season. And then I was back here on Friday night with Angie Evers. But I know a lot of people have not been to work since last Wednesday, and some people have not been to work since last Tuesday. They got the big long Thanksgiving break. So now we've had Thanksgiving, we've had the busiest shopping day of the year. I believe today is what they call Cyber Monday, which is supposed to be the biggest day of internet shopping, although I really don't know if that's a thing anymore, because it seems like people are shopping on the internet all year round, and probably started during the Black Friday sales last week. So I don't know if Cyber Monday's a thing, but here we are on what used to be called Cyber Monday. Now, I have to tell you, over the weekend, I did go out a little bit. I really did not leave Marion. But on Saturday night, I went out with Angie to pick up a few things, and we went out and had dinner at Bob Evans. Now, there were two things about this. Oh, and I want to make sure I get this in before I go any further. Has anybody been down to Founders Park? Drove by Founders Park when we left here on Friday night at about 10 o'clock, because I believe they lit up Founders Park for the holiday season on Friday at 6 o'clock. And, you know, I have to say that Founders Park looks very good for the most part. I don't remember it looking that good in past years. They've added some lights, it looks like, from past years, and the tree looked good. Now, I prefer colored lights on a tree, but I know a lot of people like white lights, so it's okay. You know, the white light lit tree, it looked very nice. And it's my understanding they have these cutouts now, which are a new thing, that were made by the prisoners at MCI. And it's How the Grinch Stole Christmas, and I believe it's Elf. And you stick your head in there, and you get a picture with the cutout. And I think there are like three or four of them down there in Founders Park. So that's a nice thing that we have here in Marion. Now, those kind of ideas, I think, are great. I think we should all be in favor of things like that. And it looks great down there at night when you drive by it. And I'll also tell you something else. Has anybody else noticed that as they're driving around Marion, that more people seem to have lights out? When I was out on Saturday night, I ended up driving around town quite a bit because we just really didn't know where we were going to go out and eat. So we ended up going up and down the boulevard and downtown and down Mount Vernon Avenue. And it just looks like a lot of houses are decorated for the holiday season, which is a very, very nice thing because we are still very early in the holiday season. We're still in the month of November here. Still have two more days left in November. So it's great that people are in the holiday spirit this year and really getting out and doing that sort of thing, like decorating their houses. I think that decorating the houses and doing things for the city are really what make the season fun. You know, when we think about it, we talk about the commercialization of Christmas all the time and how it's become about gifts and all that sort of thing. But you know, it's kind of interesting, and it's always been this way, that really the only two days that we deal with gifts in the season of Christmas are Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Now, you might get some gifts on other days from some people, but really, the two big gift-giving days are Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. So really, the season, which kicks off the day after Thanksgiving, is not really about presence. It's more about lights and music people dressing a different way and people acting a different way. So I think the season is pretty well still intact. Now, unfortunately, we all have to spend a lot of time at the stores or online ordering our gifts, but I think the Christmas season is still intact. Although, I think I'm going to try to become more of an internet shopper, because going to the stores is starting to become a problem. Now, this is what I was starting to talk about here this morning. On Saturday night, now, I don't know if it's because it was just the day after the Black Friday. Maybe that's why it was this way. But when I went out on Saturday, I went to Walmart, which I don't go to Walmart very often. Number one, I live next door to Meijer. It's just easier to go there. And of course, I spend a lot of time at Kroger, so that's usually where I get my groceries. So I just don't go in Walmart very often. As a matter of fact, I couldn't tell you the last time I was in Walmart. And I went in Walmart on Saturday night, and it was just, it was what I would call a harrowing experience. There were, first of all, it didn't seem like they had a lot of product left. I went and looked at some shoes, and I went and looked at some clothes, and I went and looked at some movies, DVDs, and there just wasn't a lot left. Now, this could be because Black Friday was the day before, so I'm not denying that. But it also seemed like there were not a whole lot of employees in there. And I think this is causing a major, major problem. But I'll tell you something else I did notice. You know, the day after Thanksgiving, they usually have the big television sales in stores like Walmart and Meijer. Well, they had a lot of televisions left, like the $200 televisions, the $199 televisions. They had a lot left on Saturday, and usually those sell out immediately. So I don't know what's going on with all that. It seems to be a lot different this year. And I also noticed this weekend at Kroger, there are a lot more. Now, maybe it just seems like a lot more to me, but there are a lot more non-food gifts this year at Kroger than I remember in past years. Now, there has always been a section of toys and things like that that you could buy for the holiday season, but there's a whole display of little matchbox cars and all kinds of things. Care Bears. Did anybody know Care Bears were making a comeback? Care Bears on display for the holiday season. So I think that's interesting that grocery stores, which have stayed very busy during this whole pandemic, seem to be selling more items designed for the retailer, the box store retailer, than in past years. Now, then on Saturday night, we went and ate at Bob Evans. Now, this is interesting. I had not been in Bob Evans for a while either, just the local Bob Evans here in town. So we go down to Bob Evans, and, we're getting a call here, so I'll come back to this momentarily. Go ahead, caller.
Scott Spears, interviewer to the stars. How are you on this last Monday of November?
Doing well. How are you?
Oh, just pretty good. You sound a little lonely again, but so I'll go ahead and...
Well, I haven't asked for any calls yet.
Oh, okay. Well, can I call or should I call back?
No, you're good.
Have you been to any malls, in the last couple weeks? My comment is that, I'm sure you saw this on Facebook, I was helping out a couple friends that run a skincare store in Tuttle Mall in Northwest Columbus, and I was surprised how quiet it was in the mall. You would think the Sunday after Thanksgiving, it was a decent day outside, good shopping day because the wind was less. I was in Akron on Saturday and they got at least an inch of snow. But once I got back into mid Ohio, the snow disappeared. It got 5-10 degrees warmer. So it's good driving weather, good mall weather, but the mall was just dead. There's issues at Tuttle that used to be very upscale, and it's like a third of the storefronts are barren. But I just, weird. I mean, I don't know. Maybe I'm just old, but I'm kind of the mall generation. And to me, the last Sunday in November would be a big mall day. But it was just disappointing, almost depressing. It just was not busy there. It didn't seem very festive. I mean, I don't care because I'm not a Christmas person. But malls are definitely going by the wayside. It's kind of a shame.
Well, I think malls are pretty well done because I think now people do it online. They shop online, but they also have box stores. And Walmart was mobbed on Saturday when I was there. They were almost out of everything.
Yeah, and the employee issue. I was helping out a couple friends at a store, and there's just been employee issues there, and employees not being honest or not showing up. So I just figured, okay, I wasn't really doing anything too exciting. So we had six people that walked in, and three bought something, and everybody was pretty enthusiastic. But the entire mall was like that. I was kind of watching. It's right across from Macy's, and I saw maybe two people there in the front entrance part. It's kind of sad because it's a one-stop area. It's inside, and I think all the stores feed off each other. So when you see a lot of empty storefronts, it just isn't quite as exciting because you don't have the variety. I know, like a lot of people, I miss City Center, and I miss the glory days of the Marion Mall, you know, our former stomping grounds. That was as you know, Scott, because you're a native of the area, 20, 30 years ago, that was a pretty hot place. And I used to like going there. It was worth a trip.
Yeah, but I think the malls did themselves in because they did not evolve with the internet times, and they also never were willing to lower their prices. You know, places like Walmart, certainly, and Meijer were always about the price. And stores and malls never really got that, and it seems like they still don't really have that.
It's enigmatic, like a lot of things. You want to shop local, and I'm also seeing in the malls are more locally owned businesses, like the one I was helping out at, not just the big boxes. And the kiosks, often it's people selling cell phone accessories or skincare or earrings or something. And so it's a good hodgepodge. And maybe it's just a generation gap, but do you think malls are pretty much something that we associate with, you know, the 70s through the 90s, and since then they've been on a decline, and they're not going to come back?
Well, I'll tell you something interesting.
You've been to Tuttle, I presume.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you something interesting, and I noticed this happening in the Marion Mall toward the end of their run, is that, you know, everybody, we have this thing, and I am all for local retailers. I think that's fine.
Well, but we're a local.
But we're not a retailer.
Operation, yeah. I mean, not real, just operation. We're a local presence.
Yeah, but a local lawyer and a local radio station and a local doctor are different than a retailer.
Exactly, but we are local, unlike, you know, certain conglomerate that's...
Yeah, but I don't think we should ever be grouped in with retailers, because here's the big difference.
What I'm saying is versus, iHeart and Cumulus or Cirrus, whatever they're called, we are independent, locally operated, not just a mold where all the stations are pretty much the same. So that's kind of what I mean.
Right, but I guess what I would say is a local doctor, a local radio station, a local insurance man, all those people, they're not big companies, they're independently run, but they still have all the access that iHeart Radio is on 24/7. We're on 24/7. They can be picked up on the radio. We can be picked up on the radio. They're on an app. We're on an app. So there's not a whole lot of difference except the content. There is a big difference when it comes to retailers. And I don't think retailers have figured this out, that usually Christmas, 80% of Christmas is for the kids. And the kids get their ideas from the internet. They get their ideas from commercials on television or on their electronic device, or they get them from sale papers. And local retailers don't put out that type of stuff because it's not cost effective. So if they go, I want an iPhone, blah, 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 which I think is going to be the big seller this year, you're not going to find that in a local store. And also, like the Care Bears. I couldn't believe when I saw Care Bears at Kroger. I hadn't seen a Care Bear in I don't know how many years. You're not going to see a 2021 Care Bear at your local retailer. So this is a problem, and I think at the in the end days of the Marion Mall, when they still had a lot of retailers, one of the problems was the local retailers, they sell niche items, but they don't really have anything that is of mass appeal, and it's hard for a local retailer to do that. They don't have anything that's of mass appeal for the kids that want things. And it's interesting, in our Marion Mall, I mean, it is still open, and what are the three stores that still remain? Dollar Tree, Joann Fabrics, and Bath & Body Works. All national chains.
Right. There's a movie theater still there.
Well, the movie theater, yeah, but I wouldn't say that's a retailer.
I went to the Dollar Tree a few months ago. I haven't really walked around since the station was there.
There's really nothing in. A matter of fact, you can't even get in to Joann Fabrics from the inside. And you can't get into the Dollar Tree from the inside of the mall. The only things you can get into from inside the mall are Bath & Body Works, the nail salon, and the movie theater.
Okay. Well, do you think that the mall can possibly get back to its former glory? Maybe not the glory of the 70s, but at least get 10 more stores in, or is it?
No, I think that ship has sailed, unfortunately.
It's a shame. I think Marion's plenty big enough for a mall. The location is good. Obviously, it kind of served North Delaware to Marion, to Bucyrus, the Mount Gilead area. And now we have Polaris, and we have the mall at the Sunbury, Delaware exit off of 71, but that's still kind of far. Just think where the station is now. You can walk to the mall, but there's not too much there, and I guess it's just kind of sad. Since we do have a lot of older listeners, I'd like to hear what they have to say. Do they miss malls like I do? Am I over-dramatizing, or is there a chance for them to come back? I would tend to agree. I think malls are something from a generation ago, and we'll just kind of see what happens. But in many ways, they are a good vehicle for supporting locally owned and operated business.
Well, we shall see what happens.
Some alternatives to that. Okay. Well, I just thought I would chime in here, and the landlord asked me, is the temperature in the studio
cold? 63 degrees.
63. Well, that's good, because that's the.
That's good.
Oh, 63 is not too bad.
No, 63. I feel like I'm in the mall.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe that's the idea. It's kind of a flashback.
It is a flashback. We had two places that had nice temperatures.
Yeah, we should have the little circuit breaker box where you got to turn the lights on that way.
I know. We might be headed that way.
Okay. Well, we'll see you later, Scott.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. All right. Here we are. Now, what I was saying, when I went to Bob Evans on Saturday night. Now, I don't know if anybody's encountered this, and maybe I just got there late in the day. But, you know, there was a 20-minute wait, and it didn't seem like there were a whole... Boy, what is the feedback this morning? Didn't seem like there was a whole lot of people in the restaurant. And I ended up doubling back there because I left Bob Evans, and then I really couldn't find anything else I wanted to eat on Saturday. So I called them back, and I said, is there still a wait? And they said no, and I went back, and we ate, and it was, the food was really good. I have to say, the food was really good. But the service was so-so. It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. And I don't know if this is a lack of workers or what it is, but I don't know if we're going to see a lot of this during the holiday season. Now, that's my story this morning. Does anybody have anything to say about this? What do you think happened to the malls? I just think it was simply Walmart and Meijer. Because if you look at the history of Marion, Walmart came in 1990. And that was when the decline of the mall really started. And also, the same year that Walmart came in, Meijer became a superstore. It was really the first superstore that we had in Marion, where you had a grocery store, a full grocery store, and a full department store in the same store, and a drug store. So Meijer expanded in 1990 as well. So 1990 was a big turning point in Marion, and I think that really hurt the mall, which really hurt the south end of town, and I think that's when it happened. And I think it was because you could get all your stuff in Walmart or Meijer, which is what, that used to be the appeal of a mall, was you could go in and you could go to several different stores and get several different things, but you didn't need to do that anymore. And malls' prices did always seem to be a little more expensive than other places. But maybe I'm just dreaming that up. Does anybody have any thoughts on the kind of the death of the malls? Certainly, if they're not dead, they are next to it. I was surprised. I had not been in the mall in years in Marion. And a few weeks ago, I went in there with somebody who wanted to go to Bath & Body Works. And it was shocking to me that, and I don't think I'm overlooking anything here, but all that was left in the mall was Bath & Body Works, the nail salon, the movie theater, and there is Dollar Tree and Joann Fabrics, but you can no longer enter those stores from inside the mall. I don't know why Joann Fabrics doesn't allow you to enter anymore. There isn't an entrance for the Dollar Tree, but Joann Fabrics has now pulled down their gate. So, whatever the reason for that is. Go ahead, caller.
Yeah, I think the problem, Scott, is that the malls just wasn't convenient. They didn't keep up with the times, you know. When you go to Myers or Walmart, these superstores, you got the groceries, you got hardware, you know, they carry everything in one store. And you got a cart that you can push with you. But when you go to the mall, you know, you go to one store, you know, you leave, you got to carry all your packages.
You know, that's interesting. I never thought about that, but I'm thinking back to the days of malls now, and they didn't have carts. The Marion Mall, I don't believe, had carts.
No, and you know, they could have had something like Aldi's where you pay put a quarter in and you take your cart, and when you take it back up, you get your quarter back or something, you know, but, you know, it's... What are you going to do, leave the mall with packages, take them out to a car, come back in the mall, you know, and do that two or three times and finish your shopping?
Well, I guess people did for a long period of time.
I mean, it's amazing that mall at one time, you know, inside that store around the holidays, there was all kind of shops in the middle.
Well, it's interesting to me because the mall used to have things, though you... And I always thought this was the key. They had things you could not get anywhere else. The only bookstore in Marion, Walden's, was located in the mall. Kind of the upper-scale clothing store. Really, the only one we had was Elder Bierman. It was in the mall. They had so many shoe stores. I mean, if you didn't want a discount shoe store, those were in the mall. Foot Locker, Finish Line, they were all there. There were no hobby toy stores anywhere else, but you had two in the mall. You had Circus World and KB. And Sears at that time was still doing big numbers with their tool department of Craftsman and their Kenmore products. So there were things in the mall that you couldn't get anywhere else, and I think it did draw people there. But we had an arcade in the mall, which I don't think we had anywhere else.
No, that was good. Big for years.
Yeah, so I think that was the big appeal. Plus, there were restaurants in the mall, like TCBY, and
there was pizza place, hamburger place.
Yeah, there were. If you really wanted to go to those places, you had to go to the mall. Well, in the jewelry stores, we really didn't have a whole lot of jewelry stores outside of the mall. So those places were there, and we had a bank in the mall for the longest time.
But some of those places, you was just shopping there, and that was it, you know what I'm saying?
Right, but and Joann Fabrics, you know, before Hobby Lobby, they were really the only game in town. So they were in the mall for a long period of time by themselves. And I think that's what happened. Those stores started not to be able to compete anymore because everybody just said the heck with it, and they went to the box stores.
People started going to the Walmart and Myers for price.
Right, but you know, it's much like radio, to be honest with you.
You know, Walmart and Myers had their own brands, you know, with knockoffs of big stuff, you know.
I just think it's a nostalgia thing, much like radio being over the airwaves. I mean, I like being over the airwaves. I like coming in a radio. But, you know, I don't think that's the way most people listen anymore. When we get all these calls of prize winners who say they're listening at work or they're listening at home, you know, they're not listening on a radio.
Yeah, radio's never going to be what radio was, and the malls are never going to be what they were.
Well, I think radio is lucky in that we have found ways, like podcasting and like streaming on the internet and like apps, where people can listen anywhere. I don't think malls have found that yet. I don't know what their idea is going to be. I don't know if there is an idea.
You know, on the radio, there used to be so many things to listen to. You know, a lot of TV shows started out on the radio. You know, where they...
Right.
You know.
But I think what radio did, I think radio fixed itself. To be honest with you, now this is just my opinion on radio after being in it for quite a while. It seems to me that newspapers have taken a bigger hit. If you look at newspapers...
that's sad.
Yeah, I mean, the newspapers are almost non-existent. And local news, zero existence. And
a lot of kids used to make our money, you know, being a paper.
Right. Well, not to mention the price of the newspaper has gone up extremely, and that doesn't help. So I think newspapers have taken a bigger hit, and I think television has taken a huge hit because of YouTube and Rokus and all of these things. Radio was lucky because radio is still tied to your car, and you still it's the only entertainment forum that you don't have to do with your eyes. So,
yeah,
you know, if you're at the gym, if you're driving the car, and I think that's how radio survived the birth of television. You know, radio never went away. So, I think radio is doing just fine because it's not tied to the eyes, and also radio is free for the most part.
But I'd like to see them bring back some, you know, shows on the radio. When you're listening to a story on the radio, you know, it makes you use your mind a little bit more.
Yeah, I think scripted shows went away. Well, look at television now. Scripted shows on television are few and far between.
Yeah.
Everything's become reality.
These reality shows.
Yeah.
And stuff.
I don't know that we have the writers that we once had. I think there was a generation of people who wrote really well who have all kind of dissipated, and that's unfortunate. Well, I always said, if our transmitter blew up or we went off the air for some reason, we would not shut the door because there are several other ways that people can listen, and I know that's how they listen, a lot of people. And I would hope the other people would just convert along and come along with us. So I think that's what the malls weren't able to do. They didn't have a plan B. And you always have to have a plan B.
I just wonder how much longer the mall can actually remain there intact because they can't be making money.
Well, I don't think they run the heat anymore. Now, I don't know that for sure, but I know if they don't run the heat, it's either they don't run it or it's turned way down. Because when you come out of Dollar Tree or you come out of Joann Fabrics, you can tell there's a big heating difference between those stores and the center of the mall.
But even some of these box stores, you can go out Walmart sometimes and freeze to death. You see employees wearing coats inside there while they're working.
Well, I'll tell you, you know what, working in a retailer myself, I'll tell you what a lot of that has to do. If you're a busy retailer, your doors are constantly opening and shutting. And most of the people who work in the store are stationed in the front of the store, where those doors are constantly opening and shutting. So if you're busy, it gets cold up there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
Phone lines are open. Does anybody have an interest or an idea of retail? What caused the death of the malls? Why are we where we are now? Why did anybody else go to Walmart or Meijer or any of these places over the weekend and see what the selection was? I certainly hope now that this weekend of busy shopping is over that they're able to beef up this week and kind of pull things back together and get some things restocked as we head into the holiday season. 740-383-9944. But I do want to give a pat on the back, and I'm not sure who's in charge of this downtown. So if you know who's in charge of it, give them a pat on the back, and if they are listening, to the Founders Park decorations. I thought that was very, very well done. And I actually, I was with Angie when we drove by there, and I turned to her and I said, you know, I'm really impressed this year with the job that they've done down there. I think that's a real plus for Marion, and I think somebody's a go-getter down there. And I think that's a really, really, really positive thing. So I've got to say that to to the people in Founders Park. And we used to be on at the prisons, the radio station, or the prison, and the people who did that work, again, talented people out there in the prison who did those cutouts down in Founders Park. Now, apparently, there's a big celebration over in Caledonia this weekend. Now, it's returning after not being there last year because of the pandemic. But boy, Saturday, they just got a whole host of things going on over in the little village of Caledonia. They've got face painting. They've got free hot chocolate and cookies. They've got caroling. They've got Santa Claus. They've got a tree lighting ceremony. They've got crafts and things for the kids. I'm telling you, they got a whole host of things going on in Caledonia this weekend. So if you don't have a lot of money, but you want to go out and celebrate the holiday season, this weekend apparently would be the weekend to do that over in Caledonia. Now, I'm going to try to pull the hours on that here. I know it's pretty much all day on Saturday, I think from 10 o'clock in the morning on, but all kinds of activity going on over in the Caledonia area. All right, now does anybody have any thoughts on the changing landscape in the retail world? Where did people, now we love to talk about history on this show, and I think history is a good thing to talk about. Where did people used to shop in Marion? What were the big stores at the holiday time? I know downtown also used to be a big hub for holiday shopping. They really used to decorate downtown, and it was great during the holiday season. But what were the big stores? We've talked about a lot of stores downtown. I'm trying to think of the name of that one store that everybody loved. Oh, what was it? The store that had everything. It had a funny name. It's not called a party store. Does anybody know what store I'm talking about? It's the counter from the store is now at Heritage Hall. I cannot think, but the store had a little touch of everything. Does anybody know what store? It's on the tip of my tongue. Does anybody know what store I'm talking about? 740-383-9944. Also, there were, Klein's was downtown, and what else was downtown? Just a lot of great stores. Where did people used to shop? In the days before internet, where did people go around and shop in the Marion area? 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Give me a buzz. Where did people used to go to shop prior to the mall? Back in the days when downtown was a big hit, where were people going to shop? Snow's Racket Store. That's what I was trying to think of. Snow's Racket Store. Now, I don't think that was probably a holiday shopping spot. I'm sure some people bought their holiday gifts there. But where were the holiday shopping spots in Marion? 740-383-9944. Also, did anybody go out on Friday and or over the weekend and get their tree from the Wyman over on Church and Center? The Wyman selling their Christmas trees between $45, I think, and $50 is what we were told last week. They have the little trees in the $20 range, the real trees. Oh, and also do want to remind everybody that if you send a Christmas card here to WWGH Radio, WWGH 523 South Prospect Street, Marion, Ohio 43302, and put a return address on that card, we will get you a card back, and we'll read that card on the air, and we will hang it in the studio. You might want to put my name on the card, too, so it gets to me, Scott Spears. Okay, go ahead, caller.
Hello.
Hello.
Is this a radio station?
It is.
Okay, you're talking about the mall?
Yes.
Okay, my input is, the other guy that just called in here not too long ago, he was right. You got to carry packages out, you got to go out to the car, take the packages out, blah, 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 and on and on. You go out to Walmart, you get everything you want. Everything. Load the cart up to the max. Take it out to the car, which the parking lot's right out in front of the mall, and get everything you want. Food, clothing, everything. Okay, the mall out here, Are you there?
Yes.
Okay. The mall out here, the Sears is one end. J.C. Penney's was at the other end. Those were two main stores that people went to. You parked your car all the way to the end, and then you had to go all the way to the other end to get clothing like most people went to Sears, and then all the way back up here. You don't have to do that out to Myers or Walmart or any of those places. And the people don't like that. They don't like carrying two or three packages and then going out to the car. And when you go shopping, you might get 10, 15, 20 packages. And also, you had to pay at every place when you went out of Sears. You had to pay at Sears. You had to pay at Penny's. You had to pay on the other stores. Walmart, you get everything you want. You go up and get one receipt and pay one time for everything.
You know, that's an interesting point. I never thought about that. You're right, though. You had receipts galore.
Yeah, you had, if you went to a lot of the mall places, you know, those 10 or 15 places, you got a receipt from every one of them. You had to get your wallet out. You had to keep your receipts in case you wanted to take something back. Walmart, you get one receipt and you're out. Bye.
You know, it's interesting. I've always thought it was just an evolution because it started off in downtowns, in cities, and there were a lot of little stores, and people had to walk to them, and they had all these problems. Well, then they got the idea, well, why don't we just take all these little stores and put them in one building, and that'll make things better, and that's how we got the malls. And that worked okay, but then they said, well, hey, let's just make one big store where you can buy everything, and I think that's just been the evolution of times.
That's it. Well, why do I want to run all parked down at the end where the old Sears was and then have to go down to the other end, even though the store is there in that area? Why do I have to walk all the way down there in the mall or drive down, whatever, when I can go right out to Walmart and get everything? And yeah, back to what we're saying, the mall is done. It will never come back because of Walmart, because of the Meijer and those big superstores like that.
Yeah, I think you're right. Hey, thank you for being out there and thank you for calling in.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Yeah, I've always thought of it as just an evolution. You know, most things evolve. But, you know, it's funny. We don't complain about the evolution of most things that we like. Like, for example, years ago, nobody had a doorbell that had a camera in it. Now, it started off that maybe you would have a dog in your house as a security system. Or maybe you would try to leave a light on. And then we got more sophisticated with our locks on our doors. And then we got to the idea where we had security systems that people could use. Now we have cameras in our doorbells. Well, I think it's just an evolution, and I think retail evolved, and that's okay. It's okay to have evolution. Go ahead, caller.
Hi, Scott.
Hey.
You know, one time the shopping was sort of an experience. A type of a thing. You know, you would go, even like go down the mall, you'd buy something at Sears, and you'd leisurely go down and do, you know, look at the window fronts. Everybody had really good decorations in the window, clothing and different things. And it was a leisurely type of experience as opposed to today. It's hustle, bustle, run in, run out. Do something else.
Well, you're right. You're absolutely right, because people's lives, I've always said this, are way overmanaged, and
right.
I think
that's right.
I think we get into this holiday season, and here it is, really the first week of the work week holiday season, and you know what? I think these 3.5 weeks will pass by, and at the end of it, people will say, I didn't get a chance to enjoy it.
Right. Even back in the 50s, when the big area was, which was, because it was new, was where the county building is now. You know, there was the Penny's and Kresge's, the one that the big discount store that was in there. But there was, you know, a dozen stores down through there, and people on Friday night, people would sit, drive up and sit and park and watch the cars go by and watch the people go by shopping. You know, that they just, everybody went by and window shopped a whole lot.
You're right. I think now people just want to get in, get out,
yeah,
and get back to their phone.
Hustle, bustle.
Hustle. And it.
You know?
I don't know where that developed in our society.
No. But you know, you when Southland Mall started, you know, you had everything there with, you know, Sears at one end, Penny's at the other end. You had a grocery store, which did have carts, and you had a bank, you know.
Yeah.
So you had a hair salon in there, you know, and barber shop.
Well, this is also the days before Netflix and those things. You know, if you wanted to see a new movie, you had to go to the mall.
Different style of life, which I think I think really there's generations that just are missing that style of life, you know, a little more leisurely shopping and enjoyment in shopping instead of get in, get out, you know, and
yeah, people enjoy. Well, the one thing I am noticing, and maybe it's just because it's been a year, but it does seem to me like more people are decorating the outside of their homes,
yep.
And I like that.
Yep. You know, they got home time.
Yeah.
And right. I think the pandemic maybe has slowed life down a little bit.
And, you know, I think the lights and the season really do make a lot of people happy.
It does.
Yeah.
Right.
So that's a positive, too.
Yep.
And it does make people happy who are driving by their homes.
Yep.
So it's good.
Just lifts you up a little bit.
Absolutely. Hey, good to talk with you, Ernie.
Yep.
Bye-bye. All right, again, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. And, again, it's nothing negative about the downtown or the mall. It's just the evolution of retail. It's just the way it went. Things don't stay the same forever. You know, as soon as a new idea comes up, there's already two or three people thinking of the best new idea that's going to top that one. And I think that's the way it's always been and probably the way it always will be. 740-383-9944. Did anybody else go out and enjoy or partake in any stores this past weekend? I'll tell you something people didn't partake in was that Ohio State-Michigan game. Woo! Not a good day for the Ohio State Buckeyes on Saturday. Go ahead, caller.
You know, Scott, I heard him talking the other day on TV. I think it was on PBS. I watched that a lot. He was talking about how years ago a store could have fewer customers and still made a good profit and a good living. Where today, you know, stores have to have so many more customers in order to, you know, to make it. It used to be a lot of family-owned shoe stores years ago. You know, I don't think there's too many family-owned shoe stores anymore.
No, I think that's and I think it's because a local person has a hard time having those gifts or items that people see advertised on television or on the internet, and I think people see these things, are they coupons? People still are big couponers, and, you know, local stores don't normally put out coupons.
Yeah, and none of them double the coupons like they used to.
No, and local businesses did used to put out coupons when they were big local businesses.
You remember when you got trading stamps?
Oh, yeah, well, yeah, and those sort of things.
You went to the store and they gave you trading stamps?
Yeah, and I think
so much you purchased and you made these books and you cashed them in?
Well, I mean, if you go into a local store at this particular point, it's great, and sometimes you can find items you wouldn't find anywhere else. But you're not going to go into a local store and get milk and bread and then also be able to pick up a television.
No.
But you can do that at Walmart. You can do that at Meijer. You can do that.
It's convenient, and those stores made retail so competitive that a lot of little, you know, mom-and-pop places can't compete.
Well, no, and even in the mall, in its heyday, you know, the mall did have a grocery store, but to be honest, the mall, they had one drugstore, and it was not a drive-thru. They had one bank that was inside the mall.
Well, Ernie was right. You had to do a lot of walking, you know.
You had to do a lot of walking.
If you wanted to go from Sears to Penny's, and that was the only two stores you're going to, you know, you might... A lot of times you might as well just go back out to the car and drive down to the other end.
Well, even at Sears, you know, they did not have food. You couldn't get food at Sears.
No.
So it's a different.
It's
I remember
available out there, but you couldn't buy it at Sears.
Right.
Now all these places like Menards and, you know, stuff like that, God, they sell a lot of food.
Yeah, yeah. It's a whole different world.
Just way different.
Yep. Hey, thanks for calling.
Yep.
All right, well, we're going to continue the conversation after this short but important break. Back in about 10 minutes after the news and weather.
Address, 2842 Marion Waldo Road. Telephone number, 740-225-4495.